This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about clingy roommates, we talk about what you should get at the bagel shop, and a guy comes out to a girl while they hook up. Check it out, enjoy, share it with a friend. Train podcast. This is J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for sharing it with a friend. Keep doing that. Keep telling your friends, your families, your coworkers, your papas, your mamas, your fraternity brothers, your new pledges, your old pledges. Get them involved. I want to be growing, and we are every week we get bigger and bigger, and it's thanks to you. So, and also the Snapchats, getting the Snapchat, it literally feathers my nuts every time one of you Snapchats me. You listening to the podcast, keep sending those to me. I love it. I love the interaction that we have over Snapchat. So keep on doing that. JTrain56. And this is a Friday episode, so I like to get right into it. We're here with an OKP. You became an immediate OKP, and I loved having you on. Happy to have you back. Mehran Kegani, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me, Jared.
So pumped to have you.
The energy, I feel it too, Jared.
I love that when I said feather your nuts, you just...
I do. The fingers can't help themselves.
The fingers started feathering.
They dance. I have spirit fingers.
You spirit
balls.
Love it. Yep. Love it. Mehran, all of you guys, if you don't already... get involved with what Mehran does at MehranX on Twitter, at MehranX on Twitter. He's got a show in New York City. So listen, there's, you know, sometimes you go to club shows and then there's these bar shows that you get, like, you really feel like you're a part of New York City and a part of the scene.
Yeah.
And your show is one of those. And it's every Monday at Pink's on the Lower East Side.
In the East Village.
East Village.
Yeah.
And it's a great show.
It's a hell of a show. We give everyone a buck who shows up.
Oh, there we go.
Is that the nicest thing anyone's ever done?
So if you're out there homeless, you need a buck.
A dollar.
Monday nights, you can get that buck.
And entertainment. And booze.
It's a great show. Really super small bar where everyone's really on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it's in an area where you just feel cooler for being there.
It is cool.
So if you're in New York and you're looking, the thing is, New York's an expensive city. So this is not just a free show. It is one they're paying
you to be at. $1 show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So get involved. Go to Pink's. It's on East Village. And get involved with Mehran. It's so funny.
Hang out.
We saw each other last night. So hilarious.
It's always a great time to see you, Jared.
Just always a pleasure. At MehranX, MehranX on Twitter. Go follow, support. So good to see you. Are we ready for some emails? I feel like with you, I can just jump right in.
This is what we should do, right?
So listen.
Who needs foreplay?
No. Let's get right to the
Don't even spit on it.
No spit.
Yeah.
No feathering.
Just horse it in.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. You can send anything to this podcast. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And I'm going to get right into it because I just love how these emails, we get like 50 a week.
It's so good.
And it's so good. And they keep getting better and better. I love this one. And sometimes I do them specifically for the guests. Straight girl hooks up with a gay guy.
Oh, how did that happen?
Did you ever hook up with girls before coming out?
Some of them would like seduce me. They would go out of their way.
Knowing that you were gay?
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
I mean, in my 20s, I was like, it was problematically pretty. It was like Morrissey pretty,
This is like they needed you.
Alternative chicks had to get a bite. And I was always like a makeout bandit at parties. Like at any party, I'd make out with everyone. Literally everyone.
Throw it around. There's a bar here. There's a bar in New York City, and it has a horrible reputation. It's called Dorian's. It's on the Upper East Side.
Uh-huh.
And I used to say, my joke about it was that I would just walk in at 2 in the morning, just start sticking out my tongue, and then make making out just because it's like that's like what would happen.
That's
there.
A great night in my book. That's a great
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also like house parties that should happen. Mm-hmm. You should make out with no fewer than like four or five people.
Gotta make out
at a good house
kiss
party.
Kiss a lot of frogs.
Yeah, and girls too. At some point, also, I mean, once upon a time, because I was gay, it was, and I'm not anymore, as we all know. Now it's just, I'm strictly pussy.
totally straight.
But if I wanted to score some straight dick, I would fool around with a girl or something to sort of like
seduce some
seed,
in?
Right?
Oh like, my god, this is yeah. like that's like putting the little cheese out for
a
the
little
mouse.
Bit to be like, listen, I can do it, you can do it.
Wow!
And then I'd get them.
That you would
like with I'd say 90%.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a great time. I had a great
Sodom and Gomorrah.
It was 100% all the time. Well, God bless your listeners. Yeah.
No, this is great. So this is girl wrote it in J Train. I've been listening to the podcast for about a year. It's a chick email.
Okay.
Oh, it's a chick email. Got it. Amazing. And my friend is desperately in need of your advice, you wise sage. My friend went home with a guy the other night for a post game and ended up staying the night. As the making out got heated, he looked her in the eye and said, I think I might be gay, as tears rolled down his face.
Poor thing.
Poor thing. That is a tough.
No, it's not
no?
that tough. No, seriously? He's fine.
He'll be fine.
30 years ago, it was a fucking rougher yeah, gig.
Today,
now you're fine. Jesus
today,
Christ.
He's about to be on Grindr and get seven blowjobs in a day.
He'll have a development deal by fucking the end of the week.
They
fuck
stopped
it.
Hooking up. He talked about how he didn't want to come out because he was afraid of the reaction he'd get from his conservative parents. She doesn't remember everything, but they ended up continuing to hook up and then made out in the morning. He was so gay that they made out in the morning. I like that. Listen, I'm gay, but I'll make out in the morning.
Right? There's some fluidity. There's spectrum
the
there.
The next day, he told his roommate they had sex, which isn't true.
Ooh.
They only made out and got handsy. So the question is, what does she do now? Her sorority and his fraternity are pretty close, so she'll definitely be seeing him around at parties and tailgates. She's obviously a little embarrassed now that she's sobered up, but she doesn't want to make things awkward. Does she go along with the sex rumor? She doesn't want him to call him a liar and expose what he told her while obviously plastered, but she also doesn't want to be known as the girl who slept with a gay guy if he decides to come out in the future because they didn't even sleep together. Any advice is appreciated. We would love an email back. Thank you for being you, J-Train. Wouldn't make it through my walks to class without you. I don't think she should be to be known as the girl who had sex with a guy who came out of the closet. Like, that's irrelevant.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong
what
with that.
What is relevant
yeah.
is that this guy is a fucking scumbag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
he's a scumbag.
He's a complete scumbag for spreading a rumor about a girl.
Yeah.
Even if they did fuck, I mean, it's just there's no class at all in
totally
you know, turning that into a matter of public record.
And also, what he's doing is using her
mm-hmm.
to keep up his lie.
Yeah.
He's using her to keep up. You know, like he's saying that he
fucked
her. He
didn't ask her for permission either. He wasn't like, hey, listen, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Can I tell people we fucked so that I don't get the shit kicked out?
That would like make some sense to
you know, something. That would bring her in. That would be like, you and me, we're
a team. You're doing me a huge favor.
There's parity there.
And I would assume that happens, right?
I mean, in
I
movies.
I can understand that in movies.
Sure.
But yeah, I would buy that movie.
It happens.
Yeah.
It does happen.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I think spreading it, I think you have to go, I think, wouldn't you think that, like, what would you say to her to do? Like, how do you stop this at?
I don't know. I would blow up his spot just for telling people that they fucked when they didn't. She doesn't have to tell people that he's gay.
Saying you never had sex doesn't mean he's gay.
Exactly.
You're making the connection because you know the story.
And then I would go up to him and I would be like, listen, motherfucker, I will bury you.
Yes.
Like, I won't just casually bury you, I will fucking blow up
your
world.
You need to give him the choice.
Oh, no.
You can either be embarrassed that you lied about having sex, or you can be outed.
Yeah.
And you need to stop this.
I would grab him by his balls and scare the shit out of him.
Yeah,
that's the right move.
And you gotta go straight to the source. It's like cutting off like a wound. Fucking put pressure on the wound.
No, cauterize
it. Yeah.
You take a burning piece of iron and you put
throw
it against
it.
It hisses and it's done.
And understand, listen, to play devil's advocate, I get where he's coming from. He thinks this is his only way out. He's being shitty though.
Nope. It's never the only way out to lie and tarnish someone else's reputation.
I agree. I'm just saying, we see why he's doing this. And not to give him, I'm not giving him a break. I'm saying, listen, he's right now going through all this shit in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Go up to him and be like, listen, fucking straight now.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm being a friend to you by saying, you have your chance
listen,
to say.
Listen, you fucking sissy. Yeah. We didn't bang.
And probably, and he's probably, you know, he's probably been called gay.
by his fraternity brothers.
Because we all, you can smell it. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a bit of a, you
so
know,
this
wet
is what,
fart
so
in a hot
he's,
car scenario.
So he's using her.
For sure.
To be like, well, I'm not gay. Look at I fucked the other night.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, don't make me a part of your problem.
I corner him. That's not his business. That's
no.
not his job.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah.
That,
fuck him in a big way.
That's JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Mehran Kagani at Mehran X. Go follow him. Support him. So funny. I was watching you at the cellar the other night. Just watching you is great. It's so
you
much fun.
You goofball. I don't know. I've been doing the same fucking set there for like a year.
But I like watching you.
I
love watching you. Just so much fun. X fucked my brother.
Ooh.
Jared, love the podcast, makes my shitty commute to work more hilarious. I Snapchatted you last night with my situation towards the end of the summer. Some people ask me questions over Snapchat. I'm just like, just send this in. This is pretty good. My ex hooked up with one of my fraternity brothers. But here's the catch. She didn't know he was in my chapter. Doesn't come around often. Older guy, works a lot, etc. He didn't know she was my ex. What's my move? Do I acknowledge my new tunnel buddy? Ignore it.
I never heard just, tunnel buddy.
Tunnel buddy.
I think that's adorable.
Ignore it. I'm not necessarily mad at him or her, but the situation is sticky because at the time, she and I were still hooking up whenever I would come into town. Would love to hear this on the podcast because I think it's something a lot of people in Greek life deal with. Thanks for reading. Keep crushing it, and we'll keep feathering your those nuts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? So it's a fraternity brother.
Yeah.
Fucked his ex without, they both didn't know that he was involved.
Right. Innocent.
Innocently. And this happens, especially because when you're, you know, these are the hangout circles,
mm-hmm.
especially in a place like college where the bubbles are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So how does he come out about it kind of thing?
How does he talk to his
buddy? How does he deal with it?
Hey, just so you know, you're fucking my ex, that moment. Is it required?
It's not even
necessary, is it?
That's the thing. It's weird. I've had that situation with someone like they feel like they have to come up to you and you're like, then why do you feel like you have to, like, if it's not weird for you, why'd you feel the need to come up to me? You know, and be like, you know, I used to fuck her. Like, it's almost like you're saying, it's almost like you're saying you discovered it first.
I understand the idea of, like, disclosing something before it sort of comes back through some backwards channel.
Totally.
It's like, what, you've been watching me fuck this person for, like, 3 years and you used to fuck?
Yeah.
I understand the idea of just sort of, like, nipping that in the bud so that it doesn't turn into something later. I understand that. But then the other option is to just be so cool about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that was in my rear view. It's my ex. Whatever she does with her future and whatever you do with your right now, that's your business.
Be cool about it.
Be cool about it.
I think also he's probably worried. He's like, do I go back to town? Do I feel embarrassed? Do I feel less than? No. You were done. Maybe she hooked up with him at a different time than you. And I think if you come across her, the one thing I would do, like, this is my move. Mm. If I came across her, I'd be like, I would make a joke out of it.
Oof.
To kind of, and I'd be like, like, I would see her, I'd be like, how are you? Like, and it would have to come up a little bit naturally, but I'd be like, and I'd be like, so, you know, it's like, listen, everything's good. You know, I'm no Jonathan. Like, I would like,
that's,
you know, like,
a very funny way to handle it.
Just like, kind of like, you know, like, kind of just like, touch at the scar a little bit.
Like,
and kind of smile at it at the same time. Just to be totally cool with it. If anything, that gets you back fucking her.
I'm going to say that's a varsity cool move.
Yeah.
Because on the average person, coming out of their mouth, it could very easily sound like
you've been waiting to tell this thing.
I know who you're fucking now.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I mean? You have to do it with a smile on the face. If you're going
to
do it,
you have to really finesse
you,
that fucker.
You have to, two things, the way you do it, two ways.
Uh-huh.
Smile on your face, not ever caring about fucking her again.
Yes.
You know, both have to be true.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. So, but I think the move is just let it go. If it ever comes back to you, first move, high five.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That's your first move.
Congratulate. You should
Good
be congratulating
job.
Everyone who's
high
fucking.
Five and let's get over it and move on.
Agreed completely.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. Mehran Kagani at Mehran X on Twitter. Go follow, support, Hush Money. Every Monday night at Pink's. Great bar, fun show. Go check it out. I like this question because it takes us in a little tangent.
Mm.
Bagels.
Mm. Carbs.
J-Train, Man Samp, and esteemed guest. Hello from the Golden State. Been a listener since day one. What's going on with Jamie? Jamie Lee used to be on this all the time.
Uh-huh.
She was like, we were trying to get her to be a co-host.
Yeah.
And then she moved to L.A.
She
whatever.
Sure did.
She has her own podcast now. Aaron.
Yeah.
So go
yeah.
check that out. She's
great.
So fantastic. You need to bring her on as a throwback. I emailed you originally back in 2014 and was fortunate enough to get some advice from you on June 3rd, 2014, episode with Ron Krasnow. If do you know Ron?
I do.
He's a funny dude, yep. Great guy.
Yep.
If memory serves right, he was fighting cancer and you recorded. Is he doing all right? Yeah, he's fine.
Oh, I thought he was dead. All right.
I'm just kidding. Of course he's not dead. He's fine. He goes, this guy writes, I haven't checked Google, so please tell me he hasn't died.
Just check Google. You're right. You're at your computer.
That would be the most awkward segue ever. Yeah. No, Ron's good. He's got a kid. He's
a
great.
Moment of silence. It's,
he's doing well. I'll tweet at him after this to let everyone know. I wanted to let you know that I completely ignored your advice. I did not move to Chicago. Instead, I stayed with a girl in California. We're now married.
Aww.
I think he was talking about his job sucked, and he was wondering if he should move, but he's got this girlfriend. And we were like, go for the job. Job first. The girlfriend will fix itself.
Oof.
It was kind of... That was kind of the advice. I think if I remember correctly, but I would have to go listen back.
Right, it was for a season.
And he writes, the job situation has greatly improved as well. So if that's the case, makes sense.
Yep.
Where I appreciate your advice for most people, my gut told me to stick it out. This girl is worth it. Turns out I was right. 1 year wedding anniversary is right around the corner. Congratulations.
All right.
Moving on to my...
It's not the first year of marriage that'll kill you, by the way. It's the next 10. So fucking, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see if J Train's right.
Right.
Now I'm cheering for this marriage to end, for my advice to be right.
Poor thing. I hope you have a lovely, long, fruitful marriage.
I think this was supposed to be a would you rather, but I thought it was a better question. My would you rather, it really isn't a would you rather. It's more of a would you rather order. I found this new bagel joint in a town I work in once a week. I always stop in for a bagel. They were originally founded in NYC, so I'm sure all their stuff is similar to what you get at your favorite shop in New York City. Let me just dispute that
right away, dude.
No, different.
Yeah.
You got to be in the city with a bum spitting on you.
And even then, it's like, you know.
Then there's levels here.
Exactly.
There's better bagel places here and worse bagel.
Yep.
So listen, you're talking to some bagel snobs right
now.
Yeah,
that's okay. True.
I'm on this binge of egg whites, tomatoes, turkey sausage on a salt bagel.
Okay.
Somewhat healthy for my aforementioned gut that told me to stay with my lady in Cali. The salt meshes perfectly with the fresh tomato and egg whites. What's your go-to with a local bagel shop? Am I missing out on a breakfast order that's potentially life-changing? What you got from a loyal listener? What's your bagel order, Mehran?
It's an everything bagel.
Yep.
With smoked salmon, cream cheese, capers, lemon juice, tomato, and red onion.
Lemon juice.
You need a ton of lemon juice.
Really?
Yeah, and salt and pepper.
This is why I'm so happy
it's
we
the
did
best.
This.
It's that the very best tasting thing in the entire
order.
World. It's the best thing in the entire world.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have it like 3 times a week.
A week. I love,
That sounds great.
That sounds
delicious.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm happy we have that on tape.
Yeah.
You're welcome, listeners. This is a free podcast.
So
go share it with one friend right now for having that fucking order just given to you. Manson, what's your bagel order?
I'm a Jersey guy. I do a classic like sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel, a little salt, pepper, ketchup.
See, the Jersey sausage, I understand that in Jersey because they have good sausage there.
Yeah. It's
Italian
like a
sausage.
It's like a patty, you know?
Yeah, they do it well.
Delicious.
I'm the classic bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel.
Everything
Delicious.
Bagel. There's nothing... Toasted.
Yep.
Nothing beats that to me.
Yep.
And I will go far and wide to try other people's everything bagels on bacon, egg, and cheese on everything bagel. I'll go around the country.
I mean, like, I'll go to the store right now and make one.
I'm
like,
salivating right now just thinking about it.
We're next door.
There's also a great place in New York. I like Pick a Bagel. It's okay. They got big bagels. There's a great place called Black Seed Bagel.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been there?
I haven't.
That is... Tompkins Square Bagels and Black Sea Bagel, if you're visiting New York City.
Okay.
Those are two, like, gotta-go situations.
Right now, we're just down the street from Zabar's. So when you go to Zabar's, if they have hot bagels, whatever's hot, get it.
This is a free podcast, and you just got fucking told. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Clingy roommate.
Oof.
You ever dealt
with
the
worst.
The worst, right?
I've dealt with every kind of roommate.
Every kind.
Every kind.
Okay.
Yeah, clingy, single white female where they kind of imitate you.
This guy
in love.
Shalom, daddy.
Come on, Shalom, daddy.
I come to you desperately seeking advice on how to get rid of my high school best friend turned clingy roommate. Due to some family issues, I'm stuck attending a state school that the majority of my high school is also attending. Although this isn't ideal, I've been able to branch out and make many new friends, and I'm doing well so far. There's one problem, my roommate. I told my former BFF that I didn't think rooming together would be the best idea, but being the doorman I am, I let her persuade... Oh, it's a chick email. I let her persuade me otherwise, and now we're together. She's been extremely weird and has been acting like my mother. She's been giving me shit about going out late and drinking. One time, when this guy that I've been going to Pound Town with on the reg came over, she snapped at me and said, I thought you were saving yourself for marriage.
Whoa!
Oh, shit, oh, I swear.
She's gone full Barb from Stranger Things.
Oh, I don't watch it, but right. I mean...
Don't mean to interrupt.
It's a solid reference.
It's a solid reference. Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
I swear we hadn't been annoying to her at all before this. She had never been in the room before when he was over, and all I said to her is, would you mind if we had the room for like an hour before she went off? Man, I love this girl. She's great. I'm into this girl right now. She's getting the door. Can you give us an hour? We're just trying to pound out.
She's polite. Yeah.
Needless to say, it was really fucking weird and awkward. My friends with benefit, along with the rest of the girls I've been hanging out with, cannot stand her for obvious reasons. I came to college to have a good time, not to be lectured by an equally clueless freshman. How do I get her to cut the umbilical cord without being a bitch? Thank you for the help. Love the podcast. What do you think?
So this is this year. It's this semester.
Right now it's happening.
They've been sharing a room for probably 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Right?
Just about. It's early.
It's early.
Yeah.
Is it too early to maybe switch rooms? I mean, like, I know.
Yeah,
you
but
don't
it's also,
want to handle
but
it with
it's
drama,
also,
right?
And also, all of this stuff goes home.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with rooming with someone from high school is that, you know, it's tough to – this is tough. This is a very tough situation because you want to have – listen, you go to college and you grow immediately because you're not living at home. You're all these things and you're trying to come into your own. You're trying to find friends that fit you better. A lot of the friends from high school you made because they had Nintendo.
Sure.
You know, like,
sure. And they you're stuck with each
now,
other from
– And now you're best friends forever. And senior year, you're like, I love this person, but I don't necessarily like this person anymore. And that can exist, and that's okay. What sucks is that if you make this in her situation, if you make this into a full-out fucking drag-out fight, parents get involved, friends from home get involved. The story goes back. You know, I did shows here at Stand Up New York last Saturday, and these four girls from my high school messaged me on Facebook, and they're like, we want to come to your show. And, you know, I was like, listen, they were very nice. And I know them. We haven't spoken in years, but, like, they, you know, they've been following things I do. They like the articles I write. So I'm like, I'm totally excited to see them, whatever. So they came to the show, and I got them, like, you know, promo code. If you ever want to come to Stand Up New York, you can use the promo code JTRAIN, get free tickets. So I got them that promo code, whatever. And they came to the show, and I immediately felt a lot of pressure to do well. Because I know what happens with high school people.
It's always weird when you have like loved ones, family, old friends, anything like that in the audience.
In a crowd, because you have to do well. This is and this is my mind. I don't know, you don't have to, but this is how I feel.
And it's not just doing well. It's like doing well within a certain context that this person has for you, and you might have changed a million different ways since the last time you actually hung out with that person.
It feels like I'm being watched by a booker.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I get it.
Because I feel like they're going to go home, and they're going to say... Because this is like, guess what Jared's doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has no talent
for
it.
And he sucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He thinks he's good at this.
Oh, yeah.
And he fucking sucks. And that's all I can think about. I went up and did well. Like, I had a fun set.
I'm sure.
But in the middle of the set, they're talking. And they're like, because every joke, they'd be like, is this about so-and-so from high school?
Sucks.
And I'm hearing them do that, and I'm getting so fucking annoyed because I have to do well. They're ruining the set.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, so, but like, this is the problem with high school people is that you know the tentacles run deeper. And for her with the roommate is a similar situation where it's like you gotta cut this with kid gloves. And I think the move is kind of like with dating. When you're with somebody, and this is something that took me a long time to learn personally, you have to be happy for the relationship to be happy. So if you're doing things because you feel obligated, you're never going to be a good friend or a good boyfriend or a good roommate. So when she said, I felt obligated to go, I didn't want to room with my best friend from home, and then I just did it because I'm a doormat. Now she's already miserable.
Did she say best friend from home?
Like she said it was her BFF.
Oh, okay.
So now she's already going into a situation dreading it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, let's not make that mistake again. So with her, every time you're going to make a plan, you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, and that doesn't, you're not a janitor for this girl's life. If she's upset with you, just say, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't mean to, you know, and if she comes at you about sex and stuff, listen, this is my life. I hear you, but I don't need
you. Right, but I mean, the thing that I keep hearing is that, like, at some point you have to let this person know that, like, that they are not going to hang off your tits.
But I think she can do that without saying. For the rest of your natural life. She can do that without saying that. You can say, hey, I'm going, you can say, see ya, and she'll go, where are you going? Going here with my friends. I'm going out. This girl invited me to go to this thing. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You don't have to invite her. You don't have to be the person that takes her around on the fucking red wheelbarrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and if she said to someone, well, she never invites me, you never asked. You know, if you want to come, do you want to come? You can come. I just think she has to drive the boat and she can't wait to say, like, well, she can't feel bad about going in the direction she wants to go.
At all.
At all.
I'm saying at all, though. Such that if it starts to come to a head, at some point she's going to have to make a certain declaration of territory and boundary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At some point she's going to have to. And then maybe it's about figuring out how to sort of make those boundaries clear in as sort of politically savvy a way as possible. Because I appreciate what you're saying. Personally, I'm a bridge burner. I'll be like, set it on fucking fire. Mm. Fuck my hometown. Fuck everyone I grew up with.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my fucking life. And if you try to hang off my dick, like, you're going to get swatted. That's how I am.
I think we can come to the... I think what you're saying is correct, too. Yeah. I think... but there's a middle ground on this.
There is a middle
ground. So if you... when she comes to a head and says, when she says, I thought you were going to wait till marriage, the fight isn't even about that.
Yeah.
It's not about your sex life. It's not about anything.
Don't monitor me.
It's about this girl feels uncomfortable in her new situation at college.
Mm.
And she's pulling that out on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think don't even let it get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to backtrack on my advice, maybe say on a Wednesday where you're both sitting there watching TV and everyone's sober, you just say to her, hey, listen, I really didn't appreciate...
Sober's important.
Yes, sober's important. And if you say it's a Wednesday, you're both watching TV, you both got your Easy Mac, and, you know, you got
freshman year.
You're on your bed risers and your t-shirt seats, and you just say to her, listen, I really didn't appreciate you saying something about my sex life. And I like, that's one of those things where it's like, now you're making it about the thing she made it about, and it's not about that. You're just saying, I didn't appreciate this one thing. And then she says, she's going to say, well, I'm sorry. I just didn't like getting kicked out of the room. And it's like, okay, I appreciate. Now you're having a conversation. Now at least you're saying she's getting out what she's really upset about.
See, I love you, but I feel like this roommate has already overstepped her boundaries.
Oh, okay.
And I think that it's not going to settle without blood. I personally, I smell blood in the water.
Tons of periods happening in this apartment.
Like a big old Kotex pillow fight. But I think at some point she's going to, because this is like,
I'm just
this
saying,
girl has like unresolved feelings. There's hurt feelings from this little weird roommate.
She's just not fitting in at school.
She's
not. And she's putting it on her friend.
Yep.
And I do understand. I just don't think it should have to get to a head of, you said you would wait till marriage. Like
she's already done that.
I know. So, but let's backtrack.
Right.
Let's say, listen, I'm going to go back to the other night. I'm still on my mind.
Yeah.
You're not my parent.
Yeah.
You're not my parent. And I want you to be my friend. And we have a long relationship that I don't want to lose.
Well, but fine. If you want to be a slut, that's up to you.
Let's act it out. Let's do a little J-Train theater.
So
Let's do J-Train theater.
If you want to be a slut, that's up to you. I'm just saying you weren't like this last year.
Well, hold on. Let's do J-Train theater. Are we into it? Okay, so I'm coming to you.
Yeah, I'm the roommate. I'm like you're dumpy, pissed off that I'm not fucking.
You're dumpy.
Freshman year roommate.
Yeah. You're dumpy McDumpstain.
Dumpy McDumpstain.
And I'm hot McPherson.
Hey, hot McPherson. Hey.
Yo, dumpy.
Yeah.
Dumpy. The other night, it really bothered me. It's still in my mind that you... You attacked me about what I'm doing with my sex life, and it really upset me.
It bothered you.
Yeah.
Like, it bothered you. You're kicking me out of my own room, and, like, you're slutting it up with this guy? Like, I don't even know you anymore.
Listen, I apologize for kicking you out of the room. I thought we were friends, and you would give me the benefit of an hour. Maybe I should never do that, and I should just wait until you're at a class to go, you know, get my brains fucked out. But...
Let me just say, if I heard brains fucked out, I would have just fallen apart. I'd be like, you win. I'm weak.
But you're not my mom.
Yeah, I know I'm not your mom.
So when you say something like that about my sex life, it makes me feel like that you have some sort of ownership over me, which you don't. We're both here at college. We're both going to try new things. We're both going to try and be safe and have fun. But you, right now, you're hovering over me in a way that's making me feel like I don't want to be friends with you anymore.
Okay, honestly, I think that's a pretty good speech.
Right?
I'm not kidding.
And sing.
I think, like, if you say that, like, that's exactly what it is. It's like, yeah.
It's not about this. What I'm saying, it's not about the sex.
Yeah.
It's about the hovering.
Yeah.
And for her, it's about her not fitting in. And it's like, listen, I'm trying to make you fit in, but you're being such a cunt at every fucking
I just
turn.
Don't know what this other girl is like. Like, if she's a super Debbie Downer, or if she's, like, not figuring shit out. I had a best friend, like, when I went to college, I just took, like, all the acid I could find. Like, if there were a psychotropic drug within arm's reach, I was just shoving it in my face.
Yeah.
Like Pringles.
Just hung at the acid buffet.
I was just constantly tripping, and I had an old friend, my oldest friend in life, and she's still, you know, one of my besties. Mm. She found me one morning, and I had, like, makeup smeared on my face from a rave. And she looked at me, and she's super black, and she grabbed my face, and she said, "You wash that shit off your face before you go to bed." And it was, like, this weird color purple fucking, like moment where she was, I was, like, being mommied by this, like, kid I grew up with, and I just didn't talk to the hooker for, like, 2.5 years. And I was like, I'll catch you when I'm done partying as hard as I'm going to fucking party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not supposed to, like, hold hands for this chapter of our fucking lives. Clearly, you want to go and learn yoga and have your, you know, peace, zenny moment.
And she's putting...
I want to go and get some war scars.
And she's putting her shit on you.
In a huge way.
And that's usually what all this roommate shit is.
But it's like, it's also just like recognizing that you're on two very different tracks and being willing to be like, I'm going to go on my track.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy your track.
But that's part of the discussion with this roommate is like, listen, you're hovering over me. I'm trying to be your friend, but right now you're acting like my mom, not my friend. And I'm going to be doing this stuff. If you want to come, you're more than welcome.
Yep.
But I'm going to be doing this one.
That's right.
I'm going to be living me.
That's right.
And if you don't like what I'm doing, that's totally fine.
We'll catch each other later.
We'll see each other later.
Life is long.
We're going to love each other no matter what.
That's right.
And I think you have to, like, embrace the fact that you two have this long relationship and you're not willing to just cut it off because she's being cunty and not comfortable at school.
I think that's right.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Mehran at MehranX on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. So funny, super awesome. Go to Pink's in the East Village. Listen, people, we are sponsored. Sponsored. Football's back. Oof. Football is back. Are you a football fan?
I used to play.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
Gay.
Hey, boys.
Who's ready for a scrimmage? Shirts versus pants.
So funny. Football is back, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. With SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get seats you want for great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether that's the 50-yard line, the club seats, or the upper level. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's so easy to find tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I'm instantly finding seats for the weekend's game or any game of the season. So listen, SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek prices compares for you by searching. They compare prices by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest valuable price. It's like Kayak for tickets to games.
That's the gig.
SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see an underpriced seat and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is 100% guaranteed. That's fucking awesome. Best of all, listeners of this show get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. That's
Can't
a fucking deal. So get your $20 rebate. You got to download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code JTRAIN. That's promo code JTRAIN. SeatGeek app, settings tab, click add a promo code JTRAIN. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code JTRAIN today. Listen, we have a wide range of listeners.
Mm.
Some of you are going to be going back to your old college to go check out a game. This is, you know, when I would go back to Penn State to go visit, getting a ticket to the game was like a really tough part. You can do it right from your phone right now. So
tap. What's the promo code?
JTRAIN. There we go. SeatGeek. Get the app. Do it. Mehran, are you ready? Let's do this.
Mo emails.
Small college, move on.
Hmm.
About 8 months ago, I had a 3.5-year relationship end. We tried to work things out over the summer, but I have since cut her out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the same small college where I'm in a fraternity, even though Greek life here isn't very good. She isn't very active or social, so I hardly see her, and I'm transferring for the 2017 fall semester to a large D1 school. Not sure on school, depends on where I can finish my major fastest. Now I'm realizing that I'm looking for more than just a one-night stand, more of just a friends with benefits or even a relationship, but I seem to be struggling. I don't have any problem talking to the girls, but I just can't seem to make anything of it, and there seems to be a lack of matches on Tinder. What can I do to help myself out?
Oof.
Doesn't that email sound super negative?
That, I mean, yes.
It felt like that email should be read in a kid's bedroom. Like with like Black Sabbath, like with like heavy music, like he should have like eyeliner on. Do we have
you
any like hard
gothy?
Rock? Yeah, do we have any hard rock music? Let me read that again.
Oh my god!
Could you find something? We gotta find. Give me some like, give me some. What's a like the play Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Really?
Doesn't it? Like, I think that's his problem. I think he's transferring. He's leaving. Everything is under the shroud of, I hate my school. My girlfriend sucked. I'm in a... But when you're in a small school, that fucking effervesces.
Uh-huh. You know, like it?
I disagree with it. I think he should be more positive. People want to be with positive, fun people who are excited about where they're living and what they're doing. So when he says, like, I mean, like, about... Do you have that fired up?
Oh, wow.
Like, who wants to talk to this guy at a party? About 8 months ago, I had a 3.5-year relationship end.
You are so rotten.
We tried to work things out over the summer, but I have since cut her out of my fucking life. We go to the same small college where I'm in a fraternity, even though Greek life here isn't even very good.
Yeah, I remember
she isn't very attractive. She isn't very active or social. So I hardly see her, and I'm transferring for the 2017 fall semester to a D1 school. Not sure on the school. Depends on where I can finish my major the fastest. Now I'm realizing that I'm looking for more than just a one-night stand or even a relationship. But I seem to be struggling. I don't have any problem talking to girls, but I just can't seem to make anything of it. There seems to be a lack of matches on Tinder. What can I do to help myself out?
Good for you, Jared. I think you've actually really locked into what was wrong.
Yeah, this is... Doesn't it feel like that matched?
100%. 100%.
And so I think it's all about positivity. Like, you want to be... Like, when I meet a girl, I want her to be like, I love my fucking life. I'm killing it. I got good friends. I don't need you. I don't want you. But fuck me.
You know, like, that is so nice.
This is what you want.
Yeah, I actually like people who are rather misanthropic, have a chip on their shoulder.
I've
chosen my society. And I've shut the door, but you can come in. Like that. Those are my people. I like a good bitter Betty.
Yeah,
I love it. But
I understand. Like, I like someone who likes to complain and is bitter, but I also want them to be like, yeah, I'm bitter, but I'm also like
raging and having a good time
alive. This guy feels dead.
Yeah.
To me, because he's like, I'm leaving wherever I can get out of school the fastest. You ever meet the person in college that was like, yeah, I'm graduating? And like that you ever meet the person that graduated in 3 years instead of four?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's fucking wrong with
just
you?
Just trying to get it done.
Just trying
over
to
with.
Get done with it?
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get out of this unreality.
What if they're that way? What if someone took that attitude to bed?
Exactly.
Right? They were just trying to.
What does
to
that say about the rest
finish.
Of your life?
Yeah.
You know, like when you sit and have a cocktail and watch everything have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watch the fire burn. When mm-hmm. does that happen? So
right?
My advice to this guy, and I think it'll help him out, let's look at your life right now and say, this is pretty good. I'm at a small school. There's tons of girls around there all talking about sex. You're living in the age, this is like the new sexual revolution. I mean, I talk to girls that are 20, like I see girls that are 22 at shows. I can't believe the amount they talk about sex.
Mm.
I can't believe the openness, even different from when I went to college. I'm like, fuck,
mm-hmm.
this is great.
Mm-hmm.
We're all just, we're sticking fingers up people's butts and
isn't
they don't have
nice?
To be gay.
Isn't that nice?
So I don't know.
I know I feel better about that kind of openness. But you know what? I'm going to take him at his word.
Sure.
I'm going to say, let's say his little small school does suck and frat life where he is maybe does suck.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend is a shut-in.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's about to go and he's going to upgrade. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's going to go to a bigger school and hopefully he'll have more options there.
Yeah.
I still go back to your advice. Even if everything he's saying is right.
True. Is be true. Be positive and have fun with it.
Going into the next chapter, just like try to find the good fucking thing.
Yeah.
It, like, don't set yourself up to be disappointed by every fucking thing.
Especially if you're looking to transfer in 2017, it can feel like you're just wishing days away.
Yeah.
You don't want to wish days away because you're going to miss some shit that's going to be fun. So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com.
That's really good.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more. Mehran, you're fantastic.
You're fantastic. Fantastic. I love it here.
Per usual. Love you. So great.
You.
Let's do, I like this one. The Long Con.
The Long Con.
Hello, my Jewish wizard. I'm sending virtual feather to caress your testes. Maybe have a go at the strong medium as well. So I have a question regarding a long con to get a girl. By long, I mean some sort of steady relationship, maybe even more. This girl, let's call her Jane, is from another country than us. She's a 9.78. So, you know, the rating system, body personality. Yep. We went to college together, and after graduating last year, we haven't been in contact much. We got into a big fight, and we weren't talking, but that ended when I apologized. We ended up making up and are in good terms. Important info, Jane is a good friend of my best friend's fiancé. Best friend's fiancé.
Got it.
So they're going to be at the same wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I will probably see her often in the next few years. My question is this. How do I set up this situation to be a success the moment we coincide in either a wedding or another social event? This one has it all, and if we ever end up living in the same place again, I would love to present her with the present her to the general, my dick.
Oh, that's nice.
And also date her. I want to introduce you to the general. Yeah, that's my dick. Can I meet your parents?
My God.
I don't know why, but just the matter-of-fact way he said that, I just pictured him saying it's like a group of children being like, I want to present you to the general. Right. My dick.
And then also date her.
I'd rather it were private.
Do you keep in contact a lot, or do the J train pop in every once in a while? Thanks, my man. So what do you think? So it sounds like she's long distance, and he knows he's going to see her at some point.
Yep.
How do you work that out so that when you do see each other...
You know, not to Oprah right in your face.
Sure.
But live your best fucking life. That's the best thing you can do.
Totally agree.
Is to just, you know, be in as good of a place as you can be when you see this human being who you see as a 9.78.
Yep.
And then, you know, hopefully you're compelling enough for her to take interest in you.
Totally agree. And I'm going to even jump off of your... What you're saying is, one, live your best life. And also, we live in an age... where you can show off that best life.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and just be fun and have a good time and fucking own it. Mm. And I would also say to that point, what you do is then also touch on her life a little bit. Cheer her on. Be a cheerleader for her good life.
Absolutely.
So like her Instagrams, like her Facebook status. Just like give that little poke. It's a little knock on the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yoo-hoo!
Mm-hmm.
Still here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard for what you're doing.
Yep.
And this is a day and age where you can send a snap. You can be passively aware of this girl's life.
Mm-hmm.
The second part of the, and so be passively aware. So like her shit. Be, you know, comment, but don't make it about you and her. Just make it about, like, you know, just be fun.
Congratulations. Sounds great.
Yeah, exactly. So you can do this on social media. The second piece of advice, when you do see each other, don't get straight into how much you love her.
Jesus Christ.
Be fun and look to have fun with her on that one moment.
Continue living your best life.
Yeah, because like right now he's like, oh, you know, I could see us dating if we're ever in the same city. That's not something you want to open up with. You want to say, here's me having fun in real life. Let's do this together. You've been watching online.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get the live version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're going to see each other at the wedding. You need to be fucking on fire. You got to be out there dancing. You got to be grabbing her hand. You got to be at the after party. You got to be on to show her that everything she's been seeing online is the truth. You know, you can't be cool online and then horrible in person. That is the worst type of person.
True.
And so you got to bring the A game and the personality and be excited to see her when you do and be excited for that moment that you have together. And don't worry about 3 weeks from now, 2 years from now. You make that one night a fun fucking time and as a friend, and then it will move forward in the way it should move forward, which I think will be penis and vagina, P and the V.
Just get yourself as hot as possible. Everyone is shallow and stupid. No one cares if you've accomplished anything.
Yeah.
Literally just exercise. Stop eating and take some fucking exercise.
There we go.
And then when you see her at the wedding, take your goddamn shirt off.
Love
and
it.
Be like this. And here's the other thing. We don't know what her personality is. She might be a real miserable fucking snatch. Mm-hmm. And if she is, give her a low five. Be like, I salute you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're miserable. And don't try to fucking drag her onto the dance floor, because a miserable bitch will be like, what situation are you putting me in right now?
Play the game.
Let me just figure out what she wants and look good.
Look good.
Fucking look good.
Always ABF. Always be fabulous.
Always be fabulous. There look it fucking is. Good. I'm married. I don't have to look good anymore. But when I was on the market, motherfuckers better know this shit was weaponized. I was looking amazing.
Weaponized.
Amazing.
Awesome. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mehran, fantastic.
I love you. It's the best.
At MehranX on Twitter, Instagram. Go follow him, support him. We're going to be right back with follow-ups, hypotheticals, and the news. Hey, guys. Welcome back. Mehran, fantastic.
You're fantastic,
OKP, brought right in. We got to get you a rookie card. We got a good rookie card collection that's coming up. This guy, JTrain Rook Cards.
Thanks.
At JTrain Rook Cards.
So good.
On Twitter. So, ManSam, thank you for coming on.
Sure, man.
At ManSam on Twitter and Instagram, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Let's do a hypothetical. I love these. We got some good ones this week. Sup, JTrain? Hola, Padre J. Quick hypothetical. Would you rather giving up the ability to speak or access to use the internet? Can't speak or no internet. You can use a Stephen Hawking-like text-to-speak thing if you pick no voice. And you could still watch TV if you pick no internet. But no Netflix or streaming, just actual television. Especially interesting for Jared because he needs his voice for comedy but the internet to advertise himself. Keep on keeping on, Jared Bear, ManSamp, and guests. What do we think?
Interesting.
Interesting one.
Of course I'm going to maintain my ability to speak. I'm going to tell other people to look things up for me. I'm going to tell other people to put something on the telly.
Yep.
Right, do you know what I mean?
You can live without the internet.
I can command others. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So long as I can command others. I don't need to command the internet.
Yeah, the internet, right? I mean, the thing about, what do you think?
I'm probably going to give up speaking.
Really?
Yeah, I can entertain myself for 30 hours straight.
That's true.
The internet is that you get away from it for one day and you immediately feel great. It's a weird thing. If you don't, like, if you spend a day away from your phone and really actively try it, there's a point where you're like, oh my God, am I on vacation?
Really?
I think so.
I don't use my phone that much. That's the thing. Like, we were just talking before we started recording. I have like a nice desktop computer set up, whatever. So, like, at the end of the day, I sit, I can eat a little snack, jerk off,
all
read
over
the news,
it.
Whatever. But like,
I think it would make me a better person if I got rid of the internet in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I would just be like, my mind would be opened up. I'd hours of my day brought back. even jack offs. I'd be
using your imagination more.
Writing tales.
Yeah.
Erotic fiction.
Erotica.
I respect that. I do respect that.
So that's why I'm giving up internet and the commandment thing.
Like, yeah, just force people to do shit for you.
Yeah. Let's do one more. What's up,
Jubaca?
Jupacabra.
Ooh, Jupacabra.
Jupacabra. That's a fellow Penn Stater here. I love the podcast. Started listening to my first shitty internship back when it was JTrain and Jamie Lee, and I still follow along as a postgrad. My question is this. Would you rather be underdressed or overdressed? I work in tech, and even the head honchos wear polos, but there is an entry-level guy here who wears a full suit all week and, in my opinion, looks like a total fucking noodle. Personally, I'd rather have people think I'm lazy and an underperformer with my t-shirt and jeans than have them think I'm some boner that's trying to impress my boss by wearing a suit. Obviously, this doesn't apply to work. Also important to consider weddings, parties, dinners, etc. Love to hear your hot take on this. Keep up the good work with the podcast. Love hearing all the OKPs recently. Peace. P.S. Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side doesn't make sense when it's taped in advance. Just saying.
Just what you said.
But it's live to me.
It's right. Live right now.
Yeah,
live
this right is now. Happening right
We're
now.
We're live. I'm live. Yeah. It's also a shout out to Brett Musburger. Because he, when he announced the game, he goes, "You are looking live."
This guy sounds like a noodle.
Yeah. Come on, nudes.
Poor thing.
What do you think? Underdressed, overdressed? I love this question.
Anyone?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, contrary to what Annie Letterman might think, I'd probably be overdressed.
Yeah.
Annie Letterman was
Annie Letterman showed up, just called him out for what he was wearing right the fuck away.
What, just a black t-shirt?
No, I was just
that day,
this is like
he
a
was,
real outfit.
He was underperforming that day.
I'll
let her off the hook on that.
It's when it's too hot. I can't be bothered. I mean, I'm wearing slippers right now, but that's okay.
Yeah. okay, for you.
Yes.
What do you think? So you go under?
No,
or
I'd
over?
Go over probably.
Mara?
Whatever I'm not supposed to do. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the expectation is that I'm supposed to be overdressed, then I would like to be underdressed. Mm. If the expectation is that it's supposed to be casual, then I want to show up in fur. Like, that's, I would much rather just do what, you know, like in big fur,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the answer. Yeah.
Right? Like, I would just as soon not have the rules apply to me.
I am always overdress. I would say you always overdress for everything. When in doubt, overdressed
that
because
is
you
the
can
best
always
advice.
Explain it the way he's talking. If someone showed up to work underdressed, he was like, he said it there. I'd rather be considered, I'd rather be considered a guy who wants to impress than someone who doesn't care to impress.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the underdressed guy at work, I'm like, okay, I mean, I guess, like, why would you want to look like that? How much could you care about everything?
I already don't dress the way I would like to dress. Like, in a perfect world, I would be in, like, feathers.
Yes.
And do you know what I mean?
I know what you
like,
mean.
I'd be a much more cartoonish person.
I see some comics.
I just have to get it right.
I know. And I see some comics on stage when they wear the suit. You ever see, like, Jimmy Carr? He wears a suit on stage. It looks
every time
great.
Yep.
And you're like, and I'm like, I want to, you know, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember I'm like a fucking lazy asshole. And I'm just like, fuck. But I mean, I would love that. But like, because when you look good, you feel good.
Well, no, dressing up in a suit, like if you have enough suits and you have enough people who are taking care of your wardrobe, that is easy, frankly.
There's nothing worse, though, than feeling, fat in a suit.
Sure, yeah.
That is
the
worst.
That shouldn't happen.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, like, there's nothing worse to me in the world. Like, pants are tight, jacket's tight. You know, that is the worst feeling in the world. I think that's, like, I think that's half the reason I wouldn't wear a suit on stage. I'd be like, I need a suit that, like, fits me perfectly, so comfortable that I'm like, oh, this, I know it looks great.
Second skin.
Because you feel second skin, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I would always say overdress. And then also, like, if someone... I always think that if someone is mad at you for overdressing, that's their problem, not your problem.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's them putting their own shit on you, just like this kid's like, oh, he's a kiss ass. Well, maybe you're worried that he's getting attention
that
you're not.
He will invariably get the promotion before you.
Yes.
Right, the conversation that might happen with him is like, hey, you know what? Like, you could dress a little more casually. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's a better conversation than being like, what the fuck are you wearing, man? You got to step it up a little bit.
I'd give him a wedgie and call him a nerd. I mean, like, that's what you're supposed to do. If someone's a Bomar, you have to make their life miserable.
let's do some news.
All right. Can I say this, by the way?
Sure.
So we recently went on a trip with my in-laws, you know, my future in-laws, whatever, but like my fiance's family. You know, long travel. We were on the plane for a long time.
Mm.
Started doing some hypotheticals, which I was pulling out of the old J Train email.
All the inbox. You asked. You did it with the whole family. You were like, which one would I fuck?
I cut out a few of them, but yeah, I was like, some of them are just not going to apply to us. Yeah. Because
there's a lot of, would you fuck your mom if it was the face of your girlfriend?
Right.
I don't know how you do that with the in-laws.
I avoided some of them.
That's cool.
So bad news, gonorrhea is becoming immune to modern medicine.
That's for a while, yeah.
Yeah, well, this guy, Dr. Jonathan
Merman. What does gonorrhea do to you?
I've had gonorrhea.
You have?
Oh. I have. It's, I think of it as like a retro STD.
Throwback.
Do you know what I mean? A throwback. Like
it's
like wearing British Knights and it's hair scrimped. So gonorrhea, what does it do to you?
Yeah.
It will lead to any number of sort of inflammations and infections on the inside. You might have a milky white discharge from the tip of your dick.
Oh,
it'll
God.
Burn when you pee. And then it can do a little damage to the sort of like veins and vesicles inside.
Oh, God. So why is, how's it becoming immune?
It's an infection.
It's growing?
Yeah, like, well, Dr. Jonathan Merman here, who's the National Center for HIV and AIDS, this guy probably knows what he's talking about, he says, our last line of defense against gonorrhea is weakening. If resistance continues to increase and spread, current treatment will ultimately fail, and 800,000 Americans a year will be at risk for untreatable gonorrhea. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's the antibiotics.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is just a way to get into, go get tested. Yeah. Have safe sex. Mm-hmm. Use condoms. Someone emailed me about that. Like, can you just say use condoms because they found out they got something? I'm like, just, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, please use condoms. And, you know, also, if you're like, both sides need to play this game. You know, guys, you know, you need to be in control. Have a condom. Use them. Girls, if a guy says he wants to use condoms and you don't want to, respect the guy asking to use them too.
Yeah.
It's got to go both ways.
Well, because untreatable is untreatable.
Well, it's just got to go both ways. You don't know. You can't say to someone, you know, what happens a lot is girls, if you're with a girl, they'll be like, why do you want to still use condoms? It's seen as like, oh, you must be fucking other people.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm just the most comfortable with condoms? You know, why does it have to be connected to other girls? Why can't it be connected to my mental stability?
Right.
You know,
good,
and I've been in that
you.
Situation before where I'm just saying, just fucking let them be.
I mean, I hate them. And I've used maybe three in my life.
I know. And this is the thing.
And here so, I am as the only person at the table who's had gonorrhea.
Yeah. So
it's all starting to make sense.
Lesson learned.
Kinda. I mean, I'm still not using condoms. But, but you kids out there, keep on fucking suiting.
But I think
up.
There's all, it's easy. Here's what the common narrative is, guys don't want to use condoms. And listen, that exists completely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of guys lose their boner when they're trying to put on a condom.
Fine. Yeah. And my advice to those guys, still use a condom.
Still use a condom.
But then the less talked about narrative is girls that get mad at guys who want to use the condom. And that happens too. I've had that happen to me on a number of occasions, and they make you feel like you're like a cheater or a weirdo. But do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they're like, how could you not want to have, you know, no condom sex? And it's like,
oh, is it like you don't trust me type of thing?
Yeah,
like,
they make it about fine, they make it about them. Yeah. They make it about, well, it, you know, it,
maybe, I don't want to make a baby with that. Well,
that's
I
the
hate
other thing.
The
you know, like I'm
being
on the pill, then I'm like, oh, yeah, but like, let me just feel comfortable.
Right. Yeah, yeah, condom all the time. I say condom all the time.
Let's do the next story.
Men, according to Mark Norfolk of the Norfolk.
Norfolk?
said it weird.
My head's shaking. You can't see it.
Norfolk.
I've
said everything wrong. Mark
Norfolk.
Norfolk.
Norfolk?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Norfolk.
Folk. It's just an open vowel.
Mizzou. Clinical director at Transform, which is a, you know, like a plastic surgery place. He says, over the past year, requests for scrotum Botox have doubled.
Scrotum Botox.
Scrotox.
Yes, scrotox.
Scrotox.
Yeah.
Scrotox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's supposed to decrease sweating, yes, reduces sweating. Wrinkles, and makes the scrotum appear larger due to the muscles relaxing.
Really?
Yeah,
wait, repeat that?
It's supposed to decrease sweating.
Okay.
Reduce wrinkles. And make the scrotum appear larger due to the muscles relaxing. Because
are there
of the
are there people looking for at my scrotum?
Oh, I'm on record as being a big baggy scrot fan. I want it.
Fan,
yeah, absolutely. I want.
I didn't even know we were getting judged on this.
Absolutely. Well, no,
where's the scrotum? The scrotum is
most people.
It's your ball. It's your ball bag.
Oh, it's your ball bag.
It's your ball bag. Not the
man. I'm 31.
Themselves.
I just learned what a scrotum
it's
was.
Your scrotum bag.
Yeah. So that's your ball bag.
Your ball bag is your scrotum.
Yeah.
So you inject the balls.
Bag. In not bag. The balls.
The scrotum itself.
The scrotum. The scrot.
Do girls and guys, you look at the balls and you're like, I want to see big balls?
I like balls. Not everyone gives a fuck about balls. Most people I know don't give a fuck about balls. I love balls.
It's a crazy, I think it's a crazy move to inject any, like, what,
I think it's marvelous. I mean, I have a nudicle. You guys know that I have a fake ball.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's a different story, but
well,
okay.
I got the surgery because I had a job I hated, and I was told that if I were to get the selective procedure that I'd be given money, time off, and painkillers, which are my three favorite things.
No fucking way.
Yeah, and so I was like, you can put anything you want to in there. It doesn't have to be a prosthetic ball. It could be like a toy or scissors or, you know what, a uranium.
Turn this
it could
into
be
a pinata.
Yeah, yeah, literally candy.
So you have three balls?
No, I have two. I have one of my body cannibalized one of my balls, so I had one ball. Uh-huh. So I went and I got a fake ball to balance it out, and it doesn't look at all balanced. And it looks terrible. It's really,
really,
yeah. It would be like a lady walking around with a D cup and an A.
We just had that email too.
Yeah, we just had an email about that.
About like two different sizes, severely irregular. Yeah, yeah. No, this is like you would see it from.
Is it like a, which is the bigger one? The fake
lefty.
Or the,
The bigger one is the real one.
The real one's the big one, and the small one.
And the small one is. And I got the biggest size you can get, and it still
it's like a marble.
Small. At bars and shit. If I'm drunk enough, I'll let people flick it or pinch it.
That's hilarious.
I'll be like fucking beat the shit out of it.
Oh my god, look at what you can do to my nut.
Yeah.
Do they show it to you before they put it in?
No.
They don't want it.
I had to go back and get an upgrade.
An upgrade?
Yeah. And so now I have the biggest one they made.
It's like to go fake moves for your balls.
You're like, yeah, I'll go from the Toyota to the Lexus.
It still looks really small. It's still a very... and I say that objectively. And I say that as a ball connoisseur. Mm-hmm. I have eaten more balls than you've had hot dinners.
Yes, exactly.
and with regard to... It's just an abnormally small nut. It's literally about that big. And I'm probably making a gesture that says like an inch and a quarter.
The balls are so
weird. It's a very small, fake ball.
Huh.
Yeah.
Balls are weird.
Balls are weird. But there are people now who are willing to get them Botox so that they get a saggier sack, but with fewer wrinkles, because I guess wrinkles aren't very appealing.
No.
Less sweat is a bonus.
Well, less sweat. That's why when people sweat a lot, they get Botox injections
in their armpits,
in their armpits or their foreheads. Yeah, right? I think it's funny with this type of plastic surgery. We don't know what it's going to look like later in life. There's no like old guy that can be like, don't get the Botox in your balls.
It wears out.
Oh, it does.
Botox lasts about 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of dude is
doing this? Yeah, but you're on a regimen then. You get this once.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you have your winter shot. Right.
You get hooked on those big balls.
That's right.
This is a Dave Chappelle bit, right? Where he talks about, like, if he got rich, he goes, they're smooth as eggs. Yeah. He gets the wrinkles taken out of his balls.
Yes, it is.
I just don't. Who's doing this? Would I do it? No.
Yeah, I'd do it.
You would do it?
No. I mean, I would do anything, especially if it relates to my balls, because I think it's hilarious.
I like the portion of a relationship, like when you're in a relationship with a girl and you have that moment where she's never really dealt with balls.
Uh-huh.
And she'll like you'll just be like, yeah, just fucking do what you want with them.
Right.
You know, like you'd be sitting
on
the couch.
Are you do what you want with them? Because I'm actually very sensitive about
really?
My balls. Yeah, no. If somebody like goes
Well, you
to,
have, you,
if
you
they got, go, no, no, no. It's not even that. If someone goes, I just have sensitive nuts.
Oh, really?
Right. So if I were to tell someone, do what you want with them, and they start getting aggressive, I'll have to leave the country. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I've been in situations where like you'll just sit on the couch, balls are there. Yeah, go for a play. Go, you know, take some stress out.
You're the nicest.
And then, but there'll be this moment where the girl would just be like, is this what they... This is what they're like?
Right.
You know, this is what you're dealing with?
Nature's first green is gold. I think that's beautiful.
Do we have any more stories?
Yeah, we could do one more.
Let's do one more. We'll finish out on this.
E-Poll Marketing Research did some polling of 1,100 people who had represent... All right, whatever. They took a certain population of people and they asked who the most hated or disliked player in the NFL was.
Mm.
I'll give you a guess as to who the first one was, but then there's a few more on there.
Well, Kaepernick's got to be one.
Yeah, Kaepernick was 29% of the people dislike him.
That's crazy that it was just 29% because he's so in the news.
Yeah.
Who's second?
Jameis Winston.
Makes
sense. 22%. Then Ndamukong Suh, is that how you pronounce it? He's 21%.
Makes sense.
Your sweetheart Tom Brady's at 13.
Yep, makes sense.
And then
sense.
Roethlisberger's at 10.
This is very racial to me. I don't know why.
Of course.
This is like
the top three are all black guys.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know why.
Well, Sue's a piece of shit, right? I mean, he like hurts players. He's not like a clean player.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't understand this like hating players that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't even understand how you even do that. Like, the NFL is the fans of football are the biggest fucking babies in the entire world. If you mention a team, I try to do a joke. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before where I was like, I've tried to do a joke about like the NFL. I was just trying to talk about the NFL.
Mm.
And if you use one of the teams as an example, just to like make whatever point you're trying to make, someone yells out every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And they treat it as if it's a sick family member. Like, don't talk about him.
Yeah.
And you're like, what a fucking baby. And the the NFL, football especially, because it's such an emotional game and it's so steeped in so many different emotions, especially for men, and it's aggressive. They get so fucking worked up.
Well, there's not enough of them. That's the other thing. Other sports play like 82. This one, you get 16.
Well, you get one
maybe.
Week.
That's it.
Once a week, you get your show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people connect their personal egos to their teams in football more than anything fucking else. It's crazy. And something like this where I heard the poll that people hate Kaepernick, but like,
what's that about?
Because he takes a knee during the anthem.
Oh, who gives a shit?
Yeah, he's protesting.
Is that really, they hate him because he's taking a knee during the anthem?
Yeah.
God, I hate people.
It's crazy. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, who gives a shit whether or not somebody like practices some kind of flaccid act of idolatry for, like, in the name of misguided patriotism? Right. I have absolutely no time for it. He can do whatever. If he wants to go and douche
it's so
in
funny.
Public assembly during the fucking national anthem, I'd fucking catch the water with my hands.
You know what's so ironic about it is someone's at home saying, watching him sit kneel during the anthem, being like, what a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
As they're sitting on their couch during the anthem. Like, right. That is, because no one stands up at home. Very few people stand up in their own apartment.
And if they do, that's a whole different problem.
That's a whole other thing. Well, it's weird, but it's also like, at least those people.
They're ideologically pure.
They're pure. Yes. Like, at least you're going all the way with this shit. Mm-hmm. But to be yelling at Kaepernick while sitting on your own couch with a beer in your hand and your hat on while it's playing on your TV.
And he's like, protesting like the...
He just wants awareness of the problem.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, with cops, you know, shooting black people. So, which...
And 29% hate him for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like...
That makes me not like NFL people very much.
Yeah, of course.
Well, NFL people are tough to like. I say this as a huge NFL... I love the NFL. I love football.
I like watching football. I do.
Love the event. Love the pageantry. Love college football. But more and more, I get turned off to the diehards. But I'm turned off to the diehards of anything.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm a Dave Matthews band.
Dave Matthews diehards.
Right.
Harambe people.
Harambe diehards. Yeah. fucking religion diehards. Yeah. They all suck. If you're super into anything, you probably suck.
I agree.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for coming, Chris. @ManSamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Mehran, Crusher, the best.
You're the greatest, Jared.
Love having you. @MehranX on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow him, support him. He's got a show every Monday at Pink's in the East Village. Fun, awesome show. Go check it out if you're in the city. I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We're here every Tuesday and Friday, and we'll be here next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!